Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Zach Beach is here. Zach is an interesting young man. He's part of a family business. He's an entrepreneur. He's a real estate investor. He teaches people how to do that, and he's one of the guys featured in Chris Prefontaine's book, The New Rules of Real Estate Investing, and he's here right now to talk to us about all that. Zach Beach, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. I don't think I could have done a better introduction myself, so I appreciate that. I think you make me sound better than I am.
Well, your mom sent it over, and we got it. I just read what she said. You know, I kept out the part about the handsome part and all that. I took that part out. So, Zach, let's talk about. I want to talk about your family business because I know that's something that's on your mind. You care a lot about. There are millions of family businesses in the world, really, but especially in America, and yours is one of them. Tell us about your business.
Yeah, I think a family business is definitely a beautiful thing. Now, I don't recommend that every single family has a business together. We just happen to naturally fit, and my family business is a little unique as I buy and sell real estate and also teach people how to buy and sell real estate with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law. So you can just imagine the crazy looks that I get from people when I tell them that.
Right.
But it's been quite the journey over the last, say, almost 4 years now. And we just naturally have fit. I joined the business out of a position where, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do at the time when I joined the business. I wasn't sure if I was even going to like real estate. Mm-hmm. I knew it was better than what I was doing.
And what were you
doing?
What
I was doing was bartending and personal training.
Ah. Well, that's quite a jump.
Oh, yeah. So I was being run ragged.
That's quite a jump from being a gig economy guy to somebody who invests in things that are planted in the ground.
Yeah. It just happened to fit. Chris has always been a mentor of mine, and I've been dating his daughter since we were in sixth grade. So,
all right, there's full disclosure.
I knew the family really well. it just ended up being a good fit, and then it just naturally kind of blossomed in what it is today. You know, business was definitely a little different about 4 years ago, but nowadays it's really growing nicely, and we've all kind of found our fit within the business. So as that comes naturally, you know, it ends up really turning into a really nice family business.
So the one thing that I would turn to you the first for is your transition. Because, I mean, at this point in time, you may not be the world's expert in real estate, but you're one of the experts in transitioning from one thing to a completely different thing. What was that process like?
Yeah, I've never had that brought to light. I was young and maybe a little naive at the time. I started in real estate when I was about 25 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm now 29. So at that time, me and my wife were bartending at the time, and we both were just starting to run ragged. So it was almost like we didn't have a choice. We wanted to eventually have kids. We wanted to eventually, buy a house and eventually get out of. If you have anyone in the audience has been in the restaurant or real estate business, it's so high paced. It's a completely different lifestyle. You live
it's
at
not
night.
It's not for everybody.
You don't have normal relationships.
It's not for everybody. That's for sure.
But, I mean, you get paid very well, and it's quick and it's fast, and you get money in hand. But we knew that we wanted something else, and I was almost yearning for something else in the fact of I've kind of made it up to, like, the highest I was going to get in that bar, mm-hmm. in that club. And the only way I was going to actually become any higher and get better shifts was if somebody died, because it was a family business as well. So, you know, they were already established way before I even got there. So, I needed new goals. So, if anything, that just caused me.
Were you drawn to real estate naturally, or was it something that presented itself? I mean, did you say, I've always wanted to go into real estate, I'm going to pursue that, or was it because of your relatives?
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't think I was going to get into real estate. It was never like a hope or a dream to say I cannot wait to get into real estate. Yeah, it was definitely more of I started seeing when I started looking for something new. I started seeing the success with my family and how they were able to create the lifestyle that they had. As my father-in-law has been in real estate for over 25 years, and he's always been able to do things I wanted to do and live a certain way that I wanted to live. So it only made sense for me to kind of follow in his footsteps at that time.
So you were attracted to his success without really knowing anything about what necessary at that moment, without really knowing, understanding how he got that done.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm dwelling on this, Zach, is everybody has different openings in front of them. Some of them there's a wall in front of them. They've got to go carve out a wall. Some people carve out a hole. Some people have a door that just has to be kicked open. Some people have a window they got to crawl through, depending on, you know, what's in front of them. So you know what you're doing now, helping people, helping them with their real estate plans, their real estate future. You're calling on your past experience now, aren't you? From your personal training, you're calling on your ability to come across to people. That's helping you with that. So you're blending an opportunity that was in front of you with your family, with your past experience, and that's the kind of a thing you can call on. What I found in my own experience is you can call on those kinds of things to help you decide what the future is going to look like. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it down perfectly. I think we all are presented these steps in life that end up leading to the next step as long as you take on the opportunity. Bartending has taught me a heck of a lot of skills that I use in my real estate business now. Personal training, same thing. And then even looking back even further, being involved in sports. I always wanted to be involved in coaching, which that's what definitely is a passion of mine, because I always thought I was going to be a sports coach. I didn't realize I was going to be a business coach or a real estate entrepreneur's coach.
Hey, Zach, hold on to that thought. I need to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get some of now that we know a little bit about Zach and his background and what he's doing these days. We're going to talk about some of the things he's been working on on real estate. That's a big topic. You know how important that is to me. And probably to you too. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.